Call to order the Administrative Finance Committee of April 12, 2016. I'm Councilman John Cartier, chairing the meeting, and my aide, Brian Holleiter, is taking the minutes. I'd like to recognize who has joined us at the table. We have Councilmember Kilpatrick, Councilman Sheldon, Councilman Tackett, Councilman Bell, Councilman Smiley, Councilman Weiner, Councilmember Diller, and I'd like to move on to the approval of the minutes. Do I have a motion, the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion for the minutes, approve the minutes of the 22nd of March. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. The minutes of March 22nd are adopted as submitted. Resolutions. This resolution, R16-067, adopting the Newcastle County Capital Program for fiscal year 2017 through 2022. It's under my and Councilman Smiley's sponsorship, and this will be tabled. Well, Councilman Smiley, did you want to talk a little bit about
that? Yeah, just that's what it is. It's part of the budget process, as usual. I'll be making the motion to have this read into the record, and then I'll be having it tabled. We will discuss this in depth as we discuss the other ordinances as we have in the past, and this would be part of the budget package, I think, May 24th.
Okay, I have one question about the capital program as submitted, and I know we have someone from Special Services. Do we have a time frame for the continuation of the sewer project on the Governor Prince in Brandywine 100?
Yeah, Mike Harris, Special Services. I'd have to get some direction on that, get that. But I'll certainly take that question back.
Because I think we're operating under some deadlines with the sewer project in Brandywine 100, and
yes.
Be nice to know we'll be able to meet some deadlines.
Okay. And the only other thing I would say on this, you know, we moved the capital budget to the very first hearing because there are time constraints on any amendments, and that is 15 days prior to. So I would recommend if anyone has anything, try to get it in May 1st, a little bit earlier, to try to make sure you meet that deadline. That's all.
All right. Any other questions, comments?
Hi, I'm Halton.
I'd like to recognize that that was Councilman Street, and he's joined us at the table with that nice salutation.
No, that comment was meant for Councilman Smiley.
Okay. any questions, comments from Council on Resolution 16-067? Anything for the public? All right. Moving right along. This is under Mr. Tackett's sponsorship, Resolution 16-068. Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this is really kind of a pass-through. It's going to be going to the Conservation District to study a drainage issue problem happening in the community. They'll be also contributing to this, and I don't know if anybody needs any more, but we do have Mike Harris here from Special Services to opine on it a little bit further.
Good.
Mike Harris, Special Services. This is for the community of the Oaks, off Old Baltimore Pike. They've been dealing with about 20 years of flooding issues at the entrance to their community. In particular, the roadway gets flooded. It's impassable during certain storms during the year. And a couple of the property owners on the right at the entrance are getting flooded out. This is not exclusively a county issue. It's a DLDOT and a public developer issue. We got the Delaware Department of Transportation involved. They did a study. They concluded there's about four different things that could be done to alleviate this flooding, including redirecting water off Old Baltimore Pike, reversing some catch basins in the community, different things, doing some modifications to the pond. They took the study to a certain point and they said they can't go any further with it. We engaged the Conservation District. They're going to put up $11,500. They're asking the county to put up $8,500. Out of the study will come some construction plans and some projects that will be split. I envision between DLDOT, probably the county a little bit, maybe some conservation to alleviate this problem. So that's
yes, Councilman Smiley.
So just to be clear, this funding is just for study, no actual work.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions, comments on Resolution 16-068 from members of council? Any comments, questions from the public? Moving along, under ordinances on the ordinance part of the agenda, Ordinance 16-024, amend the FY 2016 annual operating budget, provides the Ethics Commission appropriate $150,000 to provide for funding for contractual services. This is under Councilman Smiley's sponsorship, and I would like to add my name as co-sponsor if that would be acceptable.
Absolutely.
Councilman Tackett, did you want to add your name?
Yes, please.
Councilmember Kilpatrick, I would say all members of council...
That are present.
That are present would like to add their name as co-sponsors.
Okay, so I'll just, do me a favor, Brian, if you wouldn't get with Tara, since you have the list, I'd appreciate it.
All right, Councilman Smiley.
You know, as it states, it's to increase this budget by $150,000. I want to note for the public's record, as well as council, I asked for some numbers. Between FY 2011, FY 2015 budgets, the Ethics Commission has returned $263,654.92 to the county coffers at the end of the budget year. This is an anomaly. It's, you know, hopefully, it's not an ongoing anomaly. I think most of us are aware of what is going on. There's been a large influx of charges that have been filed against various members of the, various people within the county, both elected, unelected, appointed, unappointed, and they need the funds for the investigations, because regardless of how a charge may read on the surface, the Ethics Commission has a charge and a duty to investigate them. And I'm just going on the record with my opinion, not from the Ethics Commission. I don't want them tainted with my, what's sometimes called arrogance. While I appreciate and respect the fact that the public and everyone else not only has a right, but has a duty if they see a wrongdoing to move it forward, one of the breakdowns in our governmental society is that, and the Ethics Commission falls under this, is that rarely if ever can we collect the cost, the taxpayer cost that we have to expend because people try to use the government for their own personal gain or personal attacks. When you get an influx of charges, whether through the AG's office or whoever, by the same individual, and they're all found at the end of the day to be meritless, there needs to be a way to get the taxpayer money back that's expended. It's not there now, and that's where this commission is. They've got to expend the funds, they've got to do the work, and the taxpayers are paying for it. So, that's my opinion.
Thank you. I'd like to recognize Councilman Hollins has joined us at the table. I guess, from my point of view, the role of the Ethics Commission is to investigate complaints filed against employees or elected officials in the government. They can't control the caseload. It comes to them on an as complaint basis. I think this, you know, is going to be a spike in work. As was noted, they've returned, you know, over $260,000 in prior years to the general fund, and this year they've got some excess complaints that they're going to be looking at, and so we have to honor that need, and that's why I'm going to support this. I'd like to recognize that Councilman Bullock has joined us at the table. Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. I think this request for appropriation is a small price to pay for the oversight that the Ethics Commission provides to not only Newcastle County, but all of our citizens.
Thank you.
Thank you. I know the attorney with the Ethics Commission, Ms. Sebring, is here. Would you like to offer some comments?
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity today. It is true that the Ethics Commission has been, that there's been an unusual number of filings in 2015 to 2016. Pretty much triple the usual rate, in some cases quadruple, just depending on the nature of it. But 2015 to 2016 also included a rollout of a new statement of financial interest form with a lot more people required to respond to that, that added cost. I'm new, that added some cost, hopefully not too much.
I might amend this.
And then we have the investigator that we had used for years found other service and had a conflict and couldn't do that work anymore, and so we've had to hire a new investigator. And we have had other changes in the office that have taken up a small amount of what would be perhaps an increase to the typical budget for the Ethics Commission. But the large, very large portion of our budget for this year has been due to the extraordinary number of complaints that and requests for advisory opinions and waivers that have come to us. Pardon? And an increase in training. Thank you. And this is a perfect segue for me to certainly acknowledge, if you don't mind taking just a couple minutes, members of the Ethics Commission who came here today because they feel how important it is to the community and to the Goddard County government for us to get the funding that we need to do our statutory work. We have the Commission Chair, Johanna Bishop. We have Commissioner Beatrice Patton-Dixon. We have Commissioner Sally Jensen. And then we also have Allison Lewis, who is, to say that she's my right-hand person is, I really should say I'm her right-hand person. She's there in the office 3 days a week, dutifully taking every phone call that comes in and handling everything before it even gets to me, and so I did want to acknowledge them here today. I'm perfectly happy to take any questions. One question I think which is might be in your minds, which is a fair question, is why, how in the world they could possibly need $150,000 for the rest of this fiscal year. Well, I started this budget amendment process in December, and so it was really relating back to bills that were and have been incurred since December. So it's not something that would necessarily just be eaten up in 2 months' time. It's 5 to 6 months' time, really. I wish I could provide you with more details. I can give you some numbers. I can't, of course, by the nature of what we do, give you details of our matters pending. But, you know, just some quick numbers. In 2015, we had 20 complaints filed. Normally, we get maybe 3, 4, 5. 17 of those carried into 2016. There are 9 open formal investigations and several others that are in the preliminary inquiry stage that have not yet moved to formal investigation. And I know for a fact that there are at least 4 or 5 complaints that are in the pipeline, so to speak, that may be filed at any day. So part of my job as the advocate and the legal counsel to the Ethics Commission is to think ahead a little bit and do my best to help them do the work that they need to do.
Okay, a couple things. Council President Bullock has requested that you'd like to co-sponsor.
I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Councilman Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to say, thank you for the work you do. You know, obviously, your group is the watchdog of Newcastle County, and knowing that, you're bringing this request to us, you're not doing it just because you're trying to add money to your budget. You actually have a strong need there, and again, as we've heard, myself as well as my fellow council members have joined in co-sponsorship of the ordinance. You might have a pretty tough fight tonight at council with this many sponsors, I don't know. So good luck, but you never know. I do appreciate the work you do. I think it's extremely important, and I think you deserve our support on it, full.
Thank you very much, sir.
And I'll talk to my wife, see if I can make the other 5 charges go away.
Okay, any other questions, comments? Councilman Street.
Well, I'm going to support this. But I'm supporting it with mixed emotions. And B remembers, some things don't go well 22 years later. I was investigated on the basis of an anonymous lie. It took me 3, 4 months, however long it took to exonerate me. But they did that on the eve of the unitary trial. Ain't hurt me, but it hurt a kid. It hurt kids, and it still hurt a kid. So, some of these anonymous lies and these tales and this $150,000, I don't think it's an accident that all this transpires on the eve of the election. And folks playing these kind of games. In the meantime, we got folks sleeping on the street and sleeping in parks. And, you know, folks play political games and get away with it at the taxpayer's expense. So I'm supporting it with mixed emotion. And again, you know, when people attack people, sometimes they don't realize or very often don't care the impact that it ultimately has. And there's no question in my mind, I don't know how you feel about it, but 23 years later, I think we might have had a different result if the chairman of the coalition wasn't on the front page of paper accused of running the coalition out of the Parks Department. So.
Thank you. Any other questions, comments, members of council on ordinance 16-024? Anything from the public? Okay, thank you very much, Ms. Sebring, and we'll see how it goes down tonight. Going to move on to other Newcastle County grant requests. One moment, let me get my device to work here. All right, we're moving along to our grant request for this Finance Committee. Epilepsy Foundation of Delaware, Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to forward $1,000 to the Epilepsy Foundation of Delaware. They're having their annual walk the middle of May for a fundraiser. Of course, probably every one of us, hopefully not every one of us, have known somebody that might have epilepsy, but it's a good cause.
Can you make
I make the motion for $1,000.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not bad.
Okay, we have approved the grant to the Epilepsy Foundation of Delaware for Councilman Sheldon. Newcastle Public Library, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a grant that, you know, I've historically done every year for the Newcastle Public Library, and it has to do with their summer reading program. They have what I consider one of the finest programs around. It is one of our contracted libraries, but it is without a doubt one of our busiest libraries even throughout Newcastle County. So I would like to have the concurrency of the council in order to do a $1,000 grant this year.
I have a motion or a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by it saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
The grant to the Newcastle Public Library is approved, and it's also a wonderful historical building, I must say. It's very unique. Moving along, Councilman Powers. Who's going to handle Councilman Powers' grant? Okay.
Through the Gilmore at Legislative Aid, Councilman Powers.
All right.
This is for the Everett Theater. There's two grants, one for repairing the air conditioning, and there was a $500 grant for scholarships for low-income children to attend the summer art performance. And I'd like Councilman Smiley to make a motion.
Make a motion to approve the expenditure of $2,500 from Councilman Powers' grant account to be distributed $2,000 to one and $500 on the other.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
The Everett Incorporated grant for Councilman Powers is passed, and it has two separate facets to it. Ellesmere Garden Society, Councilman Retta. Is anybody going to handle this for Councilman? Yes. Thank you.
Chrissy Roberts, Legislative Aid to Councilman Retta. The Ellesmere Garden Society is continuing the work in the garden area. They're going to be doing a wildlife habitat. They're going to be working with the natural resources to do a habitat for the area. They are requesting $1,500. I will need someone to make a motion for Councilman Retta.
I'll handle that.
Thank you.
I'd like to make a motion for $1,500 for the Ellesmere Garden Society on behalf of Councilor Ritter.
Second.
I have a motion as second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
The grant to the Ellesmere Garden Society for Councilor Ritter is approved. The August Quarterly Festival. Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. The request is for $2,500. I'm gonna make a motion for $1,500 for the big quarterly, because I'm gonna almost tap out today. But I'm letting council know now, as soon as we change fiscal year, I'll probably come back and ask for the other $1,000.
So the motion is for $1,500?
That's correct.
Second.
We have a motion and a second for $1,500 for the August Quarterly Festival Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, the grant is approved for the August Quarterly on behalf of Councilman Street. Newark Arts Alliance, Councilmember Diller.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion for $1,000 for the Newark Arts Alliance to do various programs in the community, mostly with children.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
The grant to Newark Arts Alliance is approved for Councilmember Diller. Mansion Park Maintenance Corp., Councilman Street.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve $1,000 for the Mansion Park Maintenance and Civic Association.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
The Mansion Park Maintenance Corporation grant for Councilman Street and $1,000 is approved. MOT Senior Center, Ruby.
Ruby, Legislative Aid to Councilman Bill Powers. This is for the $2,000 is for the purchase of a larger van or bus or the maintenance of the current vehicle if they came to get other finances for this van. I'd like someone to make a motion.
Make a motion for $2,000 from the grant account of Councilman Powers to MOT Senior Center for purposes of transportation.
Second.
I have a motion, a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
The MOT Senior Center grant is approved for Councilman Powers.
Thank you.
Special Olympics Delaware, Councilman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You'll hear two different grant applications this afternoon. This first being $1,500 from the Special Olympics of Delaware, and we have actively participated and supported the Special Olympics through my years on council, and they're requesting actually $2,500 for this youth athletes program, and there's currently three youth athletic programs in Newcastle County. Located in Wilmington, Newark, and Middletown, and additionally, a lot of these activities are held in the various schools throughout the county. And I just want to read you just this little this sentence here. The Special Olympics Delaware provides year-round sports training and athletic competition in a variety of Olympic-type sports for children and adults with intellectual disabilities, giving them continuing opportunities to develop. Physical fitness, demonstrate courage, experience joy, and participate in sharing of gifts, skills, and friendship with their families, other Special Olympic athletes and community. They will be back right after, because of the second grant today, which deals with the Over the Edge program. They'll be back. They wanted initially $2,500 for this program, and I told them if they were patient, we would do the first $1,500, the Over the Edge portion of it, and then after July 1, I'll be coming back and working on the other $1,000. Anyone that wishes to join can. If not, we'll do the $1,500.
Council President Bork?
Mr. Bell, I'd like to give $500 toward this effort.
You want to put this in a form of a motion, Councilman Bell?
No.
And Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Thank
yes.
you. I'll do 500 if I have 500.
We're all getting that shape. We can borrow.
Really? Can I bond it?
I need a motion.
Okay, Mr.
Go ahead.
Yes, Chrissy?
Councilman Rutter will give 500 towards the Special Olympics, Councilman Bell.
We're like exceeding.
Yeah, that should do it.
And I would suggest this that. Are you going to be okay with that? Okay. No, we're fine with that. We're fine.
Can you put in a form of motion so we can vote on?
Yeah. So are we up to?
You have 1,500 without you.
Okay, and I'm going to
you can take a ride on this.
Okay.
Councilmember Kilpatrick.
Yeah.
Considering that there are two grants.
Right.
Do you want to divide these up so that you can cover each one, or doesn't that matter?
Well, the Over the Edge is actually sponsoring and I'll let the two sponsors mention it, but is actually sponsoring the chairman of this particular Over the Edge event, which is another fundraiser. So I'd leave that $1,000 there. The only thing on the $1,500 is that we add the two, we can't exceed $2,500, can we?
You would need to get them to amend it. You could approve it subject.
Councilman Smiley.
You can make a motion to approve the amount subject to them sending you an amended page for the requested.
Very good. As stated by the fine councilman, I move that we approve the $2,000 for the Special Olympics Youth Athletics Program.
All right, I have a motion for $2,000 for the Special Olympics Youth Athletic Program. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second.
On the question?
Yes.
Just for clarification.
Councilman Smiley.
Record for Ms. Gardner, who has to do it. The motion for $2,000 consists of $500 from the following: Councilman Bell, Council President Bullock, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, and Councilman Retta.
Okay. We have noted that. We have a motion on the table to approve a grant for the Special Olympics Youth Athletes Program. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
All right, the grant is approved. Moving on to the other portion of Special Olympics, Delaware. Council President Bullock. Over the Edge. How are we handling this?
Would you like me to explain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
You want to? It's okay. All right. The $1,000 sponsorship is for the chairman. It's actually a little unique this year, but both Councilman Street, who covers the district, Councilmatic district, which includes Delaware River and Bay Authority Police Department. Well, the chairman this year is the colonel of the Delaware State Police, or of the Delaware River and Bay Authority Police Department, and he succeeds the colonel from the Delaware State Police, Nate McQueen. So this will be the first superintendent or colonel of the police department that we know of that has actually done the Over the Edge challenge in support of Special Olympics. But because I work with the authority, the sponsorship would be by the district council person and the president, who happens to be the pastor at the Canaan Baptist Church, right next door to Delaware River Bay Authority and opposite our new innovation center and everything. So this would, Special Olympics is fine, they actually put the application in, but this will be specific to the sponsorship of the chairman to do the Over the Edge for the Special Olympics program.
Thank you for that explanation, Councilman Smiley.
Question and then probably a motion.
Okay.
Is this grant request, as I see the breakdown, is for $1,000?
Yes.
In total?
Yes.
So, okay. Is that okay with you? Make a motion that in this instant case, the $2,500 cap on grant allocations be raised to $3,000 to accommodate the two individual grants to Special Olympics Delaware.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, we've taken care of that. Councilman Powers.
I was here for that room.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
You've got to recognize that Councilman Powers has joined us at the table. Councilman Bell.
And Mr. Chairman, in light of the fact that this $1,000 will go towards the sponsorship of the chairman, who is the colonel of the Delaware River Bay Authority Police Department, I will ask the president to make the motion and second, and I'll recuse myself from any vote on this particular grant with the sponsorship of the colonel.
Thank you, Mr. Bell.
Council President Bullock.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I make the motion that $1,000 be given to the Special Olympics of Delaware Over the Edge event, Delaware River Bay Authority.
May I have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second. Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
Not voting.
Okay, we've approved that other grant for the Special Olympics Over the Edge event. All right, that concludes the grant portion of the agenda today.
Thank you.
We're moving along under other. Update on prepayment of property taxes and sewer fees from the finance department.
Denny Harmer from the Department of Finance. I understand that I was asked to come in today for to discuss prepayments of tax and sewer. In finance, we've always done that. Any customer that wants to prepay their tax bill or their sewer bill, we allow to do that. They can make payments through any channel that we, you know, that we provide for any other payment, and it goes onto their account as a credit, just like it would sit in our escrow account, a mortgage company, and then it applies to the next bill. I would say most of the customers that do it are ones that just paid off their mortgage. They're used to building up that escrow account. We don't have a lot of customers that do it. Most of them would rather keep it themselves, but we do have customers that do it prepay. Like I said, we accept payments any way that we do now. We pay in person with us. You can pay through your bank through an online payment service. You can pay on our website through credit cards with the fees. We accept payments anyway, but we do accept prepayments if customers wish to do that. Some do, so it's totally up to them.
Councilmember Kilpatrick and Councilman Sheldon.
Do we advise people, like on their bill, that they have the ability to do that?
No, but we are looking into adding it to our website and, you know, and putting somewhere on the, I mean, our bill is so crowded now, but we're looking to definitely putting it on our website and probably somewhere on the bill, you know, to alert them that they have that ability.
Okay.
Councilman Sheldon.
And I was just going to go forward. Is there any way we could just put a link? So somebody that, like myself, could push the link, when we can get the proper way to do the payment through our banks. Instead of paying through a credit card or something, easier to set it up with our bank to $20 at least per month or whatever.
Well, they would have to do that with their bank.
They have to do that.
Yeah, they can do it through their bank,
right.
Or through any online payment service that they might use. And what happens is, our bank, we are part of the national EBOX system, and there are a few national payment systems in the country. We are on the EBOX platform, so if you make an arrangement like that for your bank or an online payment vendor, if they go through the EBOX system, we get that payment electronically.
Right.
If they go through one of the other couple national systems, then we would get it by mail, but we would still get the payment. Whoever does that through their bank, they just have to read you know, what their bank requirements are, and the banks will tell them what system they're on. And even if you don't read it, somewhere when you sign up for that, there is some disclaimer on there that says that it's not always an electronic payment that's submitted. Even if they're on our network, that national network has certain requirements that you have to meet. So if you try to make an electronic payment and you don't meet it, we will still get the payment. It will just be by mail. But they have to do that through their bank.
I think if we're just able somehow to press this out to our constituents, I think, I don't know if it's going to up it or not, the participation with all the school referendums, I think somebody might, you know, give more shape. So I just figured if
we can definitely, like I said, we'll put it on our website and we can put it on the bills. I mean, in my experience, there are some people that like to do it. Most people, even when they start discussing that and give them that option, they're very reluctant to give us their money to hold for a year. But some
once they pay their mortgage off, it's another opportunity because they're so used to being an escrow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
Yes, Councilmember Kilpatrick.
So is there a number or something that they need to get to, like a routing number or something that they need to get to give to their bank?
Well, when they're going through their banking, their bank already has all of that. What they give them would be their account number with us, and then our name and address. And that would be no matter any online system you go through or your bank, when you go out to pay a bill, they have the requirements. We have to, you know, they have, usually it's account number and who you're paying, their name and address. Those are the minimum requirements that almost every online service requires.
And is there a public place or is there some place that they can go and get their account number with us?
They can get that on our website.
So if I go into ParcelView?
Yes.
I go look it up.
You can't get it through your banking online system. You would have to come to the county's website to get your account number.
No, okay, no, that's what I meant. I mean, so if I say to somebody, yes, you can do this, and you have to give your bank your county account number for taxes, where on Parcel View do I find that?
When you go into the parcel search, if you put in your address, and you hit search, it'll come up below, and your parcel number will show.
Oh, it's the parcel number that they're using.
It's the parcel number and account number the same.
Okay.
And just one point is through these national systems, it has to be name and address. So like for us, we have one address to mail tax payments to and one address to pay sewer, to make sewer payments.
So
when you put in the name and address, whatever address you use, most companies have multiple. Like we have a sewer box on the national system and a tax box. If you put in the tax address, that's where it's going to go.
So can you send to us, if anybody else is interested, or can you send to me what address they would be using?
Yeah, I can send that. And actually, I mean, it's basically the address on your bill. The return address for payments is different. If you look at your tax bill and the sewer bill,
But many people aren't going to, if I would say, yes, you can start doing this, many people are not going to have that bill to go back and look at it.
I'll include that on the website. So when we have the when we put the information out there, we will include the addresses for whether you're going to make a tax payment or a sewer payment.
Okay, can you send that to me anyway?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Does everybody want it?
Yes.
That's good. Everybody, I can do that.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. It's anyway, we can facilitate electronic payments. Quick, fast, painless, costless. We're talking to people. We're talking to the public,
maybe not
right?
Costless, but.
So. Very good. We had our update on prepayment of property taxes and sewer fees and finance department. Yes, we got expense and revenue roundtable. Did you want to bring something, Councilman Sheldon?
Yes. I was unable to get this out to everybody. This is literally hot off the press. It's something that we cannot talk about because it's a budget amendment, and that's why it's a draft. But I would appreciate anybody, especially the council people that's been talking about it, please talk to myself, either myself or my aide Angelique, in working this. I try to keep it as simple as possible. So.
Okay. We have a proposed budget amendment on capital program being distributed. All right, by Councilman Sheldon. Anything else under expense and revenue roundtable? Under other, public comment.
Motion adjourned.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the meeting is adjourned.